Since way back in 1955, a place of refuge for women and children in crisis in downtown Fresno, the Evangel Home of Fresno, and this is the weekly radio voice coming from the Evangel Home. Welcome to Heartline. Here's your host, Jim Tuck.
And once again, we get to turn on a little digital voice recorder and start a conversation here on Heartline at Evangel Home in Fresno in Jerry Brenneman's office. Jerry is here. And Jerry, we have Roslyn, who got promoted this week. She's the daytime house manager while Joe Janelle's on vacation. And Roslyn is a dear friend, and I was so delighted to see her when I got here this morning. Big hug and a conversation to catch up. And then we also have a resident, someone in the crisis home. Alyssa is with us, and we want to hear her story. But you talk. Make some introductions, Jerry, and then we'll just see where this unfolds.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. I asked Roslyn to join us today, one, just so we could hear her voice on the radio again, because she does the afternoon shifts from like 2 to 10, oftentimes in the garden. And that's not a time we get to have her on the radio, so I thought it'd be kind of fun just to have her here. And also because she knows Alyssa a bit better than I do, I think. Alyssa has been in the crisis home about 3 weeks, has an adorable little baby, and I think because the baby is so adorable, she's the one that gets all the attention. Mm. And I could tell you all sorts of things about the baby. We could have her here, but she doesn't even talk yet. And so I just thought it would be kind of nice that Roslyn is Alyssa's spokesperson in a way. I'm sure Alyssa will be able to tell her own story, but I thought maybe also through Roslyn's eyes that would be good.
Okay. Well, Roslyn, I'm going to ask you to lean forward so I can reach you with this little thing. and tell us about Alyssa and your experience with her the last 3 weeks.
The first time I met Alyssa, she was actually on her way out to school. She's a student from 5:30 to 10:30, Monday through Friday. And she was on the chore chart to do dishes. Well, at 5 o'clock, she's not here to do dishes. And she said, "I'm leaving now." After she was gone, I realized that she was the person scheduled to do dishes. And we had simply made an error in putting her on the chart, her being a new resident. However, she came in that night. She gets off at 10:30. And I was still here doing the shift change. And she came in and she said, "Is there any chores that I need to do?"
No.
She's expecting to do some chores when she comes in late night. And I told her yes, and we talked about what that looks like for her schedule. And just very agreeable, beautiful attitude, beautiful woman. Mm-hmm. And she's just done what she's needed to do in her 3 weeks with us. Has an adorable baby girl, as Jerry mentioned, Diana, and has a unique spelling for her name as well. But I'll let Alyssa share with you.
Okay.
And Jim, before Alyssa gets to share, I want to just kind of piggyback here on something Roz said, that Alyssa is a student from 5:30 to 10:30. I am asked oftentimes, will you take someone who's like in another program that has to be doing a day program somewhere and they have no place to stay? Yes, we will. Mm-hmm. Can you take someone who's working certain hours?
Yes
we can.
Yes.
We work our hardest to accommodate people that have anything going for them in their lives. But so people who don't even want to call, that really means they don't want to be here. They're not ready to make any kind of change. And obviously Alyssa is, because she just does what she has to do, and we do what we have to do to help her.
Yes.
Good. Well, Alyssa, you're at Evangel Home not because you were hitting your head on the glass ceiling in corporate America. There were difficulties in your life. What was your life a month ago?
A month ago, I was living with the father of my baby, and we weren't really getting along. He was smoking pot. He was not really changing her diaper much. They were in the same spot as when I came home, and her diaper would be like sometimes overflowed, sometimes it would be changed, and it was just like up and down, like, you know, emotional roller coaster. And for a while, I was the supporting party. I had my job. I was a CNA. And he did get some unemployment, but our relationship wasn't really a good one. And then when I lost my job, he got really moody. He didn't want to support us. And I ended up finding out that he was cheating on me. Mm. And that really, I don't know, what I found in his phone, I just couldn't take, you know? So then I was just sorry. I tried not to tell anyone. I just tried to keep things quiet, and I couldn't. And My mom, I ended up finally telling her what was going on, telling her that we were breaking up, and he ended up breaking a lot of my things, cutting my doll head's hair for school, and I couldn't work on her anymore, and breaking my UV nail lamp and things that I paid for that I worked so hard for. And so I took my baby and I got out of there, and I came here and I was taken in right away, so I feel really grateful for that.
So your mom is the one who recommended Evangel Home?
Yeah,
she just did some research on shelters?
Yeah, she works for the AT&T company for 411, the information line, and she searched it and found it on.
Okay, great. So she called, made the appointment, you showed up, walked in the door, looked around, and you thought?
Yeah, I thought, well, my baby really likes it here. I've never had my baby really smile at strangers. Mm-hmm. And she was, like, all excited. Yeah, she was really, really excited. And I was like, okay, this is a good place, you know. She doesn't smile at anybody, not really strangers, you know. She's just kind of, like, okay, looking at everyone. But she, like, was really excited when she walked.
So how do you spell Diana?
D-Y-A-N-N-A.
Okay. Well, yeah, yes, that's unique, but accurate.
I'm thinking not only did I didn't realize the baby didn't smile, because the baby is, to me, just a total little ham and knows exactly when to smile. And taking pictures of her, I remember a couple weeks ago, Joe Janelle went to get the camera while Diana was eating spaghetti. And as soon as the camera got there, that child, I'm not kidding, she found other ways to eat spaghetti, including just taking gobs of it and throwing it in her face. So I think she's found that says a whole lot, that a mom is connected enough with a baby to know that baby feels safe here.
Yes.
If the baby feels safe here, maybe I should stay.
Mm.
A lot of moms don't do that. You know, they don't care how their child feels here. They just want to get on with whatever their life was and get out. I don't think Alyssa's going to have such an easy decision when her time to leave is here. She's going to have some... I would imagine you're going to have some thoughts.
Because you've been here how many weeks?
Almost 4.
So what are you thinking now?
I'm thinking it's just going to be maybe my baby. I want to get her into a church environment, you know, like where I was raised. Not that I actually always followed that, but I want to try and guide her the best that I can, and just want to live by ourselves. No guys.
But your time is up basically here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Well, I got in with this other program. I'm getting an apartment, a one-bedroom, and yeah.
So you're not just going back to the same place you left.
Yeah. She's been pretty on the ball since she came in the door. She's had a plan. She's followed through. She's kept her appointments. She's done everything she needed to do to make it happen. We do oftentimes get some women who procrastinate. Alyssa's not one of them.
Yeah.
So 5:30 to 10:30, what are you doing?
I'm going to cosmetology school. I'm sorry, am I allowed to say the name?
Yeah.
Oh, at Marinello. And I go there from 5:30 to 10:30. I'm currently a junior and finally starting taking clients. And I haven't actually worked on anyone's hair. I've done mani-pedis, but...
Where's the baby when you're doing that?
She is with my mom. And my sister and my brother, they're really helpful with me right now.
So you have a good family support network.
Yeah, I do. My parents, they try and do everything that they can for me. Yeah.
Well, that's great. That's doesn't always happen with the women we see here at Evangel Home. What are you thinking down the road? What are your plans? Roz says you're organized and aggressive and going out there.
Well, my plan is to get out of cosmetology school and, you know, spend time with my baby, only having one job and not, like, you know, a job and then more school, you know. Maybe when my baby goes back to school, maybe go to school for something else too, you know. I just needed something now. I've always enjoyed cosmetology. I thought I wanted to be a nurse. I came to CNA and I was like, oh no. And so, like, I was like, I like hair, I'll do hair. Yeah,
I like hair too, I just don't have much.
And then you can come back here and volunteer and you can do the women's hair here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Oh, yeah. I tell people, and it's not really germane, but I have evidence I'm getting younger. Yeah, I do. I have less gray hair than I used to. At any rate.
But I'm pumped.
Well, good. And how old is Diana?
She is 9 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good. And your mom gets to have her most every day?
Yeah, most of every day. And if she's not there, then it's either my sister or my brother, and they're really good with her.
Okay. So What do you think about your experience at Evangel Home? What's changed?
Well, I'm definitely going to chapel now, not twice a day because I have school, but it's been a lot for me. Like, a lot of times I go into chapel and my eyes start to water, like I want to cry sometimes, mm-hmm. just like everything is really, it was overwhelming, but I'm starting to feel more at peace. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thanks for sharing your life.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Rosalind, let's catch up with you for just a couple of minutes. What's going on in your world?
Not too much at this point. I'm here Monday through Friday. Like Jerry mentioned before, I'm at the garden a lot more frequently than I have been. I love it down there. And working with those women in the garden pretty much daily basis is very enlightening and enriching at the same time. And more intense, but I love it. And I'm grateful that Patty would have me work alongside her at that close proximity where she trusts me to be down there and be a leader for those women.
And that is a full circle to anybody who knows Rosalind's story, because Rosalind was a resident of the garden in 95 or so, 96, 97. When were you there?
I was there in 2000.
Oh, 2000. Okay. Yeah. So she graduated. She's been on staff, and just again, thinking of, she now is working in the place where she used to live. Yeah. She is now supervising the women she used to be one of. Mm-hmm. She is now partnering with Patty, who was her teacher. Mm-hmm. And whoa.
And that's just, that is for me, I can't even find the words for that. And I go home daily and I just have this picture of Patty J and I'm like, Lord, thank you. Thank you that I get to work with her like that. That close. I mean, we work under her as it is, as house managers. Mm-hmm. But again, I'm grateful that she trusts me to work with the women in the garden. It's a difference working with the women in the program than it is working here with the women who have 28 days. That's a long-term program, and so it's, more intense. And
Yeah, for any listeners who may not know, the garden is basically the alternative sentencing program. The women are there instead of being in jail or prison, instead of incarceration. And it's a very high accountability structured program with some very needy women who are in transition in their lives. So, well, bless your heart. You've been through it, and now you've, and Patty was there years ago, too. So
Patty was never a resident of the garden, but Patty was a resident of the Evangel Home.
Yeah. So it's give back time. Hallelujah. Well, we're out of time. Thank you, Alyssa. Thank you, Rosalind. Good to see you. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, my listening friend, for joining us on today's edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
That number once again for the Evangel Home of Fresno in the 559 area code is 264-4714, 264-4714, and online, evangelhome.org. Thank you for tuning in today. Be with us again next time around for the RV, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, Heartline.